Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
My name's Donna Thompson. I want to sign up on my unemployment, please.
This is your first claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your social?
417-76-3309.
That's 417-76-3309.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Donna Thompson, my birthday is 4th, 1952.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, right now I'm retired. My last day of work was December the 5th, 2020.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's your highest grade completed?
The 10th.
And your mother's maiden name?
Callahan.
Do you have driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state were they issued in, and what's your driver's license number?
The state was Walker County. Let's see, my license number is 647-3409.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
That'd be checking or savings?
Checking.
And do you have your routing and account number?
Hold on 1 second, please, baby. All right, my routing number is 611-00606.
That's 611-00606.
Yeah, 0611-00606. And my checking is 321-53-937.
That's 321-53-937.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
1033 Dowie Road, Jasper, Alabama, 35504.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
This is the first time I filed. So no, ma'am, it hasn't changed.
Okay, can I get you to verify your phone number?
205-878-5249.
Okay, I have your address as 1033 Dowie Road, Jasper, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
35504.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 17663 River Road, 301 River Bend Road, 319 Boswell Road, 4004 Forest Lake Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I haven't been associated with any of the addresses.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Data Composition, Polyhedron Productions, River Ridge Healthcare, Wyndham Development, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities, ma'am?
Which one is that on the Ridge? What'd you say, Ridge?
Ridgeview Healthcare.
Yeah, now I worked at Ridgeview Healthcare for 25 years.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Dothan, Oakman, Gadsden, or none of the above?
Oakman and Birmingham.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Do I have what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
And could you explain me what that is, please?
Trade readjustment allowance.
What do you mean readjustment allowance on what I got paid, or?
Did you receive notification of it?
Yes.
So you do have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Unemployment? No, I'm not filing for it yet.
Okay. Okay, you said this your first time filing.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And you say your last day worked was?
December the 5th. I turned my 2 weeks in.
Okay.
And how do I explain? Ridgewood was working with Ridgewood, and then another company took it over, Felters, so would you need to know that too?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
You okay? Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
You said no?
No, because when I was working, we were pulling 13-hour shifts back to back, and my body just couldn't let me work no more. When we just had one day off during the week, I just couldn't handle it no more.
Okay. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work.
Well, I hadn't been able to work because in January I got the COVID, and I'm just now getting my strength back to, you know, my body's not in very good health.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am, not right now.
Okay, it says, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be able for all shifts unless person working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
I don't know how to answer that.
Because
right now I'm not able, you know, to work any shift.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am, because I resigned.
Okay. And what was your last job title?
Cook. Well, I done it all, but, you know, cook was the main one.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Am I what?
Seeking.
Going to return or? No.
Okay, it's asking for your job title for which you are seeking a job for.
My job title that I'm speaking for?
That you're seeking for. Another job title you're seeking for. Or seeking a job for.
No, ma'am. Not right now.
Your last day working, you said, was December the 5th of 21 or 2020?
2020.
Okay. And you say Ridgewood Health Services was your last employer?
No, Felters was my last employer because Ridgewood turned it over to Felters. and we were working under them.
No, they still have Ridgewood Health Services in here. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have their phone number?
No, ma'am, I don't. All I know is Spelter Service, P.O. Box 70171, Mobile, Alabama, 36670. That's all I got on these papers.
You said Spelter Service?
Yeah. LLC. I don't know whether that make a difference or not.
And where is this job located?
In Jasper. Do you need the address?
Is it 1503 Sunset Drive?
No, ma'am. Ridgewood is 201 Oak Hill Road, Jasper, Alabama, 35504. That's Ridgewood address.
Okay, and you have their phone number.
It's 205-221-9111.
Do you remember your start date?
It was the 3/21/2021.
Your start date was the 3/2021?
3rd. Yes.
And your last day worked?
December the 5th, 2020. No, 2020. What's this, 22?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. You just gonna have to forgive me, baby.
That's okay. Take your time. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you say you retired?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Ma'am?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Now, what does that mean? I mean...
Do you have 10% of your check withheld for federal income tax? You want them to take taxes out?
No.
Okay. You have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a minute. 1 second, baby.
Okay.
And I'm sorry I've been a pain in the ass today for you.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay, how you can remember your PIN, it'll be the last two digits of your social security number and the last two digits of the birth year. So your PIN is 0952.
0952?
Yes, ma'am.
So when I call in and give them my social security number, then I put this number in?
No, ma'am. That PIN number is for when you file your weekly claim online.
I don't know how to file it online. Do you, I have a phone? Do you have a phone number where I could call?
I'm going to give it to you now, ma'am.
Huh?
I'm going to give it to you now.
Because I don't know nothing about but computers. My son does, but I don't know nothing. I just know how to answer the phone, baby. I'm being honest with you.
That's fine. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama, spelled all the way out, Works, W-O-R-K-S, .Alabama.
Ma'am?
.Alabama, spelled all the way out.
That?
It's AlabamaWorks.Alabama.gov.
That, T-H-H-E, that, Alabama?
No, ma'am. It's AlabamaWorks.Alabama.gov.
Dot what? Of?
Gov, G-O-V.
G-O-V. Mm-hmm. Alabama Works, G-O-V, right?
No, ma'am. AlabamaWorks.Alabama.gov.
Oh, Lord.
It's okay.
Alabama Works, Alabama... dot
G-O-V.
Okay, I got it this time. I'm sorry.
You okay? And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is
I'll probably use the phone, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800.
Okay.
752.
Okay.
7389.
So when do you have to call this in on every Sunday or?
Yes, ma'am. If you don't call Sunday, you have until Friday at 5 p.m. to call in your claim.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, meaning you'll file again Sunday. And
Do I need to file now or wait for Sunday?
You're filing now.
Oh, okay.
So you won't have to file again until Sunday.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800.
1-800-361-4524. 4524?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got you, baby.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. You've been very nice.
Thank you. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
You too, baby.
Thank you.